Thank you for the introduction, Mr. Chair. So I will be briefly presenting the ITC strategy on reducing GHG emissions from inland transport and how this will have implications for our work. So this is a timeline. So in September 2023, there was an informal online meeting with chairs and vice chairs of subsidiary bodies, just indicated by John. Our chair and vice chair were attending this meeting, and then WP6 sent its contribution to the strategy. And in October to December 2023, there were consultations took place with UNFCCC, ITC Bureau, and also the member states. And as John also has mentioned, in February this year, this strategy has been adopted at the 86th ITC session. So the content of the strategy can be consulted through this link on the bottom of the page. And those chapters that are important for our working party is Chapter 3, Strategic Objectives, and Chapter 5, Action Plan with Milestone and Responsible Bodies. So these are the action plan chapter that outlines, these are the KPIs that are indicated in the strategic objectives. So we see that there are two types of indicators, recommended indicators and supplementary indicators. And you can see that we don't measure most of the indicators. Only the first three indicators in the recommended part that we do measure through our common questionnaire. So, and then the specific action assigned to WP6 is to manage inland transport GHG emissions data, considering different modes and energy types. So we may wish to work together with other international institutions that that are already collecting this data, for example UNFCCC, because they have collected GHG emission data from the annual inventory submissions of the National Inventory Report and common reporting format of all parties included in Annex 1. But we do have to keep in mind that not all UNEC member states are included in Annex 1 to the conventions managed by UNFCCC. And we may wish to consider leveraging data from the biennial transparency reports, which provide transparent and consistent information on GHG inventories. So if I may come back to my previous slide with a list of indicators that you can also find in the paper, we would like to discuss with you whether we should focus on several indicators, because we need to also consider our resources and capabilities, not only from the Secretariat part, but also from our member states, the capabilities to collect this data. Perhaps we should focus on several indicators, not to all items indicated on the list. Thank you, Mr. Chair.